All right, episode 165, Fresh Air 5, coming to you this week. I had some breaks in the week. I did walk a bit, so this is a shorter episode. Thanks for taking a listen. Pass it along, share it with a friend, and you can listen to all the episodes of the podcast that I listen to in the playlist that you can see linked in the show notes here. Thanks so much. Have a fabulous day. Okay, bye.
This is Brittany Blackwell, host of the Resilient Teacher Podcast, a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, along with this podcast. Each show on the network is independently owned, and the views expressed may not represent those of other podcasts. For the best education podcasts, visit edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter, coming to you every week from Abbotsford, which is about 45 minutes east of Vancouver, British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to get some fresh air by walking about my neighborhood, which is located on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people, the Tsimmath First Nation and Mathqui First Nation. I consume podcast content while I walk, then reflect on this content in an unedited video, which I post on my X, formerly known as Twitter, channel every day. This podcast is the collection of the audio taken from those daily selfie videos over the course of a week, Monday to Friday. So let's jump into my listening and learning this past week. Hey, PLN, it is Monday, April 8, 2024. Good morning to you. I've been up for an hour, rolling around, and I'm in bed, not sleeping, trying to sleep, and I'm like, nope, it's time to get up, go for a walk. It is now 4 a.m. right now, and I'm out for Fresh Air 5, and it's a beautiful morning, plus 6 degrees, overcast right now, and it's eclipse day. Eclipse day is happening today, and a number of colleagues out on the eastern seaboard and in the United States, out in the eastern United States and such, are excited about viewing the eclipse today. Here in Abbotsford, we will see about 20% of the coverage of the sun by the moon, so there's a small chance that we will be able to see that, but with a cloud, I don't know if that's going to happen today, so we will keep you posted, and we'll see if we can capture some images if we get a break in the clouds later today. All right, this morning I listened to episode 28 of season 4 of Teach Happier. Suzanne Daly brings us the fourth quarter is ours. The fourth quarter is ours. An analogy that comes out of football, a thing that football players apparently in the NFL do. As they approach the end of the football game, as they, you know, remind themselves that this is our game. This is a beginning of a brand new moment in the game. And whether we're winning or losing, we own the fourth quarter. This is the fourth quarter of the school year. We're about to start that here and go to the end of June. And I got to remind myself, this is ours. This is mine, my fourth quarter. Regardless of what's going on at school and in the building, I can make a difference in my perspective and outlook as I move forward. So that's what I need to do. All right. Thank you, Suzanne. Everybody, take a listen to this episode. If you don't listen to Teach Happier, do so. It's good and brings me some joy and some understanding as I move forward in my days. Okay. Thanks. Bye. The last thing for April 8, 2024 It's raining now. I'm going home. I'm gonna make coffee. Yes, the chances of us seeing the eclipse today are like slim to none, but I'm gonna pay attention to what's going on through the internet and see what's happening with all the rest of the educators and classes and things that are going on as they post their experiences about the eclipse. Super fantastic moment. Last time it happened was in the summertime when school wasn't in. So this is fantastic for learning and an opportunity that students won't have all the time. All right, this morning I'm wrapping up by listening to episode 180 of Tech Tools for Teachers. And hey, Shannon, and hey, Fuzz, how you guys doing? Hope you're doing well, and hope that it stops snowing in Wisconsin. That's brutal. It is springtime, is it not? It should be. Yes, on episode 180, you guys are crazy about labs.google.com, and you're talking about how Google Experiments and Chrome Experiments have shifted to labs.google.com, and that there's a really rad webpage. Talked about the webpage for most of the whole episode and some of the fun things you can do there. Not being a Google district, this is kind of a stretch, but I'm going to go take a look because, you know, personally, I could go play with some of these things, even though I can't with my students. It's unfortunate, but super exciting that Google's still innovating. Well, Google will continue to innovate. That's what Google does and brings good quality to education. Microsoft, where is Microsoft Labs? That's a question. All right, Shannon and Fuzz, have a fabulous day. Enjoy the eclipse. Hopefully you get to see it today. All right, talk to you soon. Okay, bye. APLN, April 9, 2024. This morning, fresh air at 5. I'm just stepping out to get a breath of fresh air right now. And it's a short walk today. But I listened to the House of EdTech, episode 244, as Chris Nessie brings us the House of EdTech Final Four tournament and from the bracket of 32 that started at the beginning of March for our AI tools, and 32 AI tools were set up in a bracket for competition, and people voted. He's had over 1,000 people vote over the course of all this time and put their thoughts in by voting for each of the different segments of AI tools in the bracket. Coming down to it, at the very final, we have Magic School versus School AI. And as far as a way of getting a handle on how much and what is going on with, you know, artificial intelligence, this bracket has a pretty good, thorough list of potentials for you to consider for AI tools. We got ChatGPT, Copilot, Gemini, Grammarly, Canva, and a whole bunch of others that I'm not mentioning right now because there are a lot. But you can go check out the bracket on the House of EdTech and look for Final Four, I believe it is, Chris. And so you can go check out these artificial intelligence tools. I've used some of them, and I have my thoughts about some of them. And, you know, as we look at AI, it is not going away. It's not going to disappear. It's something that we need to be mindful of and be aware of and use for our benefit as tools. You know, just because I don't like hammers at Home Depot doesn't mean I shouldn't know about hammers, because they're a necessary tool in a carpenter's toolbox. Okay. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it so much. Talk to you guys. Bye. Hey, PLN. It's Wednesday, April 10, 2024. Out for fresh air at 5. There's less clouds today, so today would be a great day for a solar eclipse. I mean, yesterday was fantastic too, but Monday was cloudy. So yes, we missed it here. It was incredible to see the images from across North America of this event that so many got to see, which is pretty cool. All right, this morning I listened to a new to me podcast that is part of the Education Podcast Network now. So welcome to you, Brittany Blackwell, to the Educational Podcast Network with your podcast called The Resilient Teacher Podcast. And this is a new to me podcast. I'm bringing you episode 101 this morning as Brittany talks with a financial smart guy, planner guy that works for the Ramsey Foundation and builds educational curriculum around finances and wealth management. His name is George Campbell. And George has a book called Breaking Free from Broke. In this episode, take a listen to this because I learned some things that I'm learning about and reinforced about budgeting, about, you know, lifestyle creep, about the fact that in the study that they did of 10,000 millionaires, teachers are in the top three. Top three. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy. Yes, we make reasonable money, but it's about how we manage our lifestyle creep and use a budget and things like that that can allow us to get to that spot one day where we've got $1 million that just grows and makes interest for us and we can use that as our spending money. All right. Thank you so much, Brittany, for your podcast. Welcome to the Education Podcast Network, as I said. And people, go subscribe to the Resilient Teacher Podcast because she talks about teachers being resilient and getting through this thing that we call education. Okay, bye. The last thing for April 10, 2024. I just listened to the first episode that I'm listening to of season 5 of Prairie Rose Possibilities podcast with my friend and host, Cammie Canikins, out of Southern Alberta, the Prairie Rose School District. As she travels around the school district and connects with schools that are part of the Prairie Rose Possibilities opportunity for funding for different projects in their schools. This morning I heard about a community options project that is going on at Jenner School, which is out far away, very remote. It's a K-9 school, 28 students. And Cammie talked with the principal, Kirby Stensrud, and she is also a grade 3 to 5 teacher in that school. There are 3 teachers in that school, and they do all manner of things from K-9, working with the students in their different spaces. We learned about community options and how they have community members from the town of Jenner, as well as the Hutterite Colony nearby, come into the classes and talk about option opportunities for the middle school students, the junior high students. Options was a significant part of my junior high experience in Alberta when I was a student there in Calgary. And to be able to hear that students don't have all the options, that's saddening to me, but they're doing something about it at Jenner. Sometime in June, they're going to be revealing in the town at their expo that they're having the new town sign that the students of Jenner School are going to have contributed to. And then a local fabricator from the Hutterite Colony is going to be fabricating the sign and putting it up. And voila, we've got some community engagement. Fantastic. Thanks, Cammie. Thanks, Kirby. Hope you're all doing well. Cammie, can you pass this along to Kirby? Thanks. Bye. Hey, PLN, it's Saturday, April 13, 2024, and this Fresh Air at 5 is coming to you from the attic. I'm up in my attic working on a ceiling fan, and I didn't get out for a walk for many days this week. I think Thursday and Friday I missed my walk,
had a lot going on, things going on at work and school, and you know, it's been really full. Been to bed, taking care of myself early a couple nights, and yeah. So, but anyhow, this morning I'm working on the ceiling fan in the bathroom, and I listened to Evolving with Gratitude episode 97 as we listened to Lainey Rowell talk with Mark Brackett of Yale University, and talking about feelings and about emotional intelligence and about taking care of each other and community and the important work that goes on that we may overlook and say, well, you know, we have to go figure out how to deal with our feelings, but we can't do that in isolation. We have to do that in community. Right now, I'm going to just say that, you know, work is challenging and there's a lot of stuff going on at work that's really challenging for me right now. Not super enjoying my job, but that because of some challenges and stresses that we have at work. But we're going to get through it. My community is great, and my fellow teachers are fantastic. Lainey, thank you so much for this. It was encouraging to hear. And Dr. Mark Brackett, thank you for your work in sharing your work with us here on the podcast, as well as many, 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 many thousands and millions of people in America and across the world. All right, take care. And that's it for episode 165, Fresh Out 5. I'm going to go edit this and put this together, and you'll have it in your inbox soon. Thanks. Bye.
I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's like a unique Blinkist or Coles Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find some other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific episode podcast titles and episode numbers in the show notes, which are only a click or swipe away for your learning convenience. I've also started to put together a Spotify playlist of each of the episodes so that you can also take a listen to those specifically, and the link to that playlist is in the show notes. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. You can also follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Brian Carr, BRYONCAR, or at Fresh Air at 5. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can be found on the Educational Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day. Get some fresh air before the day is out, and take care of yourself, because you are worth it.